Let's turn to news in finance now, and we're joined by Michael Yander. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Cathy. US traders have come back from their one-day Christmas break in a good mood, continuing a run of gains that started in the lead-up to the holiday. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average is on track to post its sixth straight gain, up 0.75% at 16,473, with about an hour left to trade. And the S&P 500 index is on track for a fourth day of gains, up about 0.5% to 1,842. US stocks have continued to be buoyed by falling jobless claims last week, and the Fed's confidence in the economy that's allowed it to start withdrawing some of its stimulus. It's also been boosted by signs that American consumers spent around 3.5% more this Christmas than they did last. But there's no firm indication of how the local share market will fare upon its post-Christmas reopening. The S&P 200 futures market is still closed for the holidays. London and the other major European markets were also still closed overnight. Some commodity markets were open, though. West Texas crude up 57 cents to $99.54 US a barrel. Spot gold was slightly higher at $1,212 an ounce, with other precious metals such as platinum and silver also higher. And on currency markets, there's been some more bad news for Aussies on holiday overseas. The Australian dollar's dipped back just below 89 US cents. On the cross rates, it's fetching just under 65 euro cents, 93.1 Japanese yen, 54.1 British pence, and about $1.09 over the ditch in New Zealand. And Kathy, that's the latest from the global markets.
Thanks, Michael Yander.